Melissa Sprinkle has never done this before. She's an English professor at Northwestern Michigan College, but this summer she's volunteering to help lead a special writing workshop on Friday mornings at Central United Methodist Church. Her students are all homeless.
Make that a new paragraph. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Because it's like you have your introduction, yep, and then you're going to start.
I thought I had my period there.
It's okay.
She's been working with the class for about a month. Sprinkle says it's a challenge to get her students to think of themselves as writers.
So the first few weeks we were getting them comfortable with the idea of telling stories, and some of them are already comfortable writing it. And today we're seeing how many more people we can get engaged in the actual writing process.
Her workshop students come from different backgrounds, but they've all lived homeless at some point. Most still are homeless. Some are writing for the first time, others are more experienced. Meet Randy Parcher, one of Sprinkle's new students. He's a visual artist and also homeless, but he lives a different sort of homeless life. He calls himself a rubber tramp.
A rubber tramp is a person who has rubber under him every night, or even during the day. We own a vehicle, but we live out of it. So it's a rubber tramp.
He says most people have probably never heard the term before.
And I'm actually writing a little story for the paper on what a rubber tramp is.
That's the kind of story that Melissa Sprinkle wants her students to tell, the ones that highlight how they are unique. She's pushing them to realize they are writers with powerful experiences to share. And Sprinkle says homeless people can teach the community a lot by writing about their lives.
It's really important for our readers, our potential readers, to understand that homelessness is a diverse, broad set of experiences, and that a lot of different types of individuals experience it and experience it in different ways.
We're talking about, and we can take about a page of that book, you know.
Randy Parcher doesn't live on the street under newspapers. He doesn't live out in a tent near Kmart, although at least one writer at the writing workshop today does. He lives in a car because he says he can't afford a permanent home. Parcher came to the workshop with some prior experience as a storyteller. He wrote a spoken word piece describing the wide variety of homeless people he's encountered in his life.
Some who have come in the winter of life, seasoned and weathered by what the world has thrown at them, looking for a kindred spirit, someone to share their story with, someone to lift their loneliness is just for a little while, like a puff of smoke, here and gone, way too fast.
Parcher comes to the workshop with his partner and fellow rubber tramper, Lori Kelch. This is the first time she's had the chance to write down her stories. Kelch is working on a piece about the first time she ever saw a homeless person while growing up in Traverse City.
When I was out of high school and going to work, I was with my parents and I was on my way home, and there was this lady on the sidewalk, and she had this long fur coat on, and she was walking to the garbage cans looking for something to eat, evidently. And my father had always seen her on the street, and I learned that she didn't have a place to live.
Kelch says this experience stuck with her.
It just really got my curiosity up to how they lived and, you know, where they stay, and I just couldn't imagine anything being like, you know, person living like that.
Kelch says her main goal as a writer is to convince readers in the area that homeless people aren't so different from everybody else. She says that's especially important with all the talk around town about opening a new homeless shelter.
You get so tired of hearing how the homeless are always the bad people, and we're not. We're just as friendly as anybody else.
Melissa Sprinkle wants to make confident writers out of people like Lori Kelch. But Sprinkle says she's anxious about the whole writing project. She thinks these stories could have a big impact.
I want it to go well, but I don't even know what well looks like, so it's really exciting to me to see it emerge and to see them writing more. And I always love to see that when students move from not knowing what to write to, like, covering a page.
Many of these homeless writers will have their first chance at seeing their stories in print this week when the first edition of Speak Up magazine comes out. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.